take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Britney Spears fans, it's going to be a white Christmas for you.
Whoa!
Yes, Whitney revealed her 2018 holiday collection this week, and it's packed with mostly puns. All the items say things like Merry Britmas and Holiday Spear It. Get it? Do you get it, Britney?
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Yeah. The best, though, I kind of like this, actually. It's an ornament that says, I'm a sleigh for you. Sleigh?
I get it.
For you. Way to go, Brit. Way to go.
Way to think outside the box.
Yes, I know. Very, very original. I'm telling you, I'm still surprised she didn't name one of her kids Pickle. But anyhow, friends say Alex Rodriguez.
Talking about a pickle.
Yeah. He's terrified.
Oh, no.
Terrified that he may pick out the wrong engagement ring for Jennifer Lopez. I know. Friends say he's finally ready to pop the question, but he's so afraid because she's so incredibly picky about her jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it comes to engagement rings, because she's had like three of them, I believe. She'll be wearing it every single day. He says it has to be flawless, just like her.
Well, just wait until she starts watching shows that you're not aware of.
Exactly.
While you're not around.
When she opens your purse and takes your, well, you know what I'm talking about there, Mike. And Hugh Hefner, this is the weirdest story. Reportedly, Hugh Hefner.
Allegedly.
Yes. He had a bunch of personal, like sex films, porno, his own stuff.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of other, you know, personal sex materials buried at sea 20 years ago.
Wow.
Because he didn't want them to be stolen and leaked out after he died.
Mm-hmm.
There's some crazy stuff that included, like famous movie stars.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is true, but there are stories all over saying just this. And family members have said this. So
Well, somebody has to know where it's at because they had to. I'm sure it wasn't him that took it down to the bottom of the sea.
No, put on his wetsuit? No. Yeah. But I don't know if they've.
That looks like a robe?
Yes, exactly. It's a little smoking wetsuit. Yes. I don't know if they could survive this long, but wow. Mm. And, you know, you and I talked about this a few months ago off the air. Men at Work.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning a 2019 reunion tour.
How?
With lead singer Colin Hay. Yeah.
But there's one member that's not with us anymore.
And well, that doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. You can,
if somebody's gone, I mean, he was the voice.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, the Stones don't have the original lineup either, so, you know. But yeah, Men at Work fans, you know what? 2019 is your year. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.